Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Buff Nation!
Let's go! Big one today.
Big one today. Welcome into DMVR Buffs Prime Time. We're presented by Illegal Pete's. Everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. And we got them. Yukari Walker in studio today. What's up, man? Thanks for coming in.
So not much. How you guys doing?
Good, bro.
Doing great. I mean, 60 degrees out there today. Mm-hmm. Got to enjoy it before it gets cold this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Snow, I think, was it Saturday?
Yeah, I think so.
Man. How have you been adjusting to Colorado and Colorado weather so far?
Well, first 2 weeks here, we had the negative cold front.
Oh, yeah.
We had that, and I was just like, man, I need to get chapstick. And the altitude up here is just insane. It's hard to breathe. But it's been good, though.
Yeah.
It's been real good.
So you came in, you're freezing, barely breathing. Yep. Now you're adjusting a little bit, and the weather's turned.
Yeah, now it's cool. Now it's cool. I got to working out, got used to it. It's cool now.
I will say, we did this with Justin. We learned it was definitely Mayers. Mm-hmm. I asked Yukari before the show how to pronounce his name, and it is Yukari, not Yukiri. I feel like there's been a lot of confusion on that. Nah, do you get that a lot?
Yeah, I get that a lot. A lot of people, Yukiri, Yakari, and it's just like, it's not that hard to say. It's just Yukari.
All right.
So you're from Texas. We've had a few Buffs go to DeSoto High School. You're the next one. But you ended up at UConn.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Me and my dad sat down a long time to think about it. But I chose UConn to make a name for myself, to build that, future to work, to how to get here now.
Mm-hmm. And it was Coach Jim Moore, right?
Yep, Coach Moore.
How was it like playing for him? Coached in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, he was a great coach. Great guy. He's a great person to learn from after football. Mm. He was a great coach. Amazing.
What led to you then wanting to enter the portal?
It was just getting a rough time at UConn. I just had to get out of there and find a new home. Wanted to play a bigger ball.
Okay. What was that process like for you, kind of going through the portal and eventually deciding on coming to Colorado?
Oh, it was hard. It was hard to put myself in a portal, leaving a starting spot. But knowing my work ethic and knowing how to work, how to play football, that I know I could get a starting job back. And then, boom, Colorado, Memphis, all hit me in the portal.
I think that's maybe one of the most interesting parts of your kind of transfer and recruitment is there's kind of an idea out there that, like, when someone transfers, it's usually they want more playing time or they want, it varies, I guess. But a lot of people think, like, oh, you're not going to be able to get a transfer to come in if there's competition at the position or anything like that. Mm-hmm. From my eyes, it doesn't look like you were afraid of coming into and competing for the center position at CU.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. After I seen what was going on in the past season, I feel like I could come up here and protect too. I feel like I can get that job done and compete with anybody.
You were obviously on UConn last year, but you just mentioned that you were kind of keeping track of Colorado. What was just your impression of them, you know, through the season? Because it was really a lot of ups and downs over here last year.
Yeah, at the same time, it was like, yeah, they're losing. Well, they started off hot, you know, yep. TCU, and then they get into the more season. Half of the games was like lost by seven, right?
Yep.
Seven points.
Five, I think.
I was coming home from our games, turned on Colorado State. It was like 11 o'clock at UConn. I was like, man, it's just dreaming about it. Now it's just here.
So that's really cool. Like, what was it about that? Just the atmosphere, the electricity of that game that kind of caught your eye?
It's just Coach Prime. I want to get coached by Coach Prime. He could help me help my future as an NFL player or as a young man, adult man.
Love that.
When did you came out and visit before you committed?
Yeah, I did.
What was that visit like for you? Just like hanging around the facilities, seeing Coach Prime in person and all that?
Oh, well, it was a lot to take in.
Yeah.
Seeing the mountains for the first time, nice hotel, food. All we did was eat that whole day. I got tired of eating. But you know, meeting Coach Prime at the end of the visit, it's hard to tell him no.
Yeah.
You can't tell him no.
Well, like, take us into that kind of meeting, that room. Like, what was that experience like?
The experience, it was just me, him, my dad, we was just talking about, and my uncle was talking about, you know, how to make it to the NFL. He asked me, do I want to be coached as a pro? And that's what he's doing now. He's leading me there.
He often talks about how he doesn't sell anything. He's not selling anything to recruits. Was that kind of approach different compared to some of the other schools you might have talked to?
What do you mean by sell? Like,
I guess it's like, it's not like, oh, you know, if you come here, you're going to be the starter. If you come here, you're going to be able to wear whatever jersey number you want. Like,
oh, no.
It's more just like, hey, like, here's the opportunity that we have. We'd love to have you join.
No, Coach Prime is a work what you get. You have to work for everything. Coach Prime, he's not just going to give you any handouts. You have to actually work for it and build his trust and build your teammates' trust, coaching staff. You have to work for it.
You said your dad and uncle were with you on the visit?
Yeah.
What was their reaction to the whole thing?
Man, they was just they was keeping me up. It was just a lot to take in for me. When I got back to the hotel, I had to take a deep breath. They both asked me, it was like, it's a lot, ain't it? I was like, yeah, it's a lot. But they liked it too. They had an amazing time up here, seeing Coach Prime, asking them questions, hanging out on an official visit. It was good.
It's awesome.
You've come in with, well, first you were like the first transfer, I think, to commit to Colorado this cycle.
Yeah.
But right after that, we had like five or six offensive linemen come in, and it seems like you guys have really come together really quickly. Why do you think that is?
True. On our off time, we just hang out with each other or lift with each other. You know, we go up to dining hall, eat with each other. We just all, the whole offensive line, including the transfers and the ones that have been there, we just all bonding.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a part of a larger thing that's kind of happening with the team? One of the things that I feel like we've noticed compared to last year, and obviously you weren't here last year, but like this team for a lot of guys who are new, feels like there's a close-knit bond that's happening very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we first got here, we were so eager to get a playbook. Coach Sherman and Coach Prime wanted to make a better bond first. Then we can get to knowing plays. We wanted to bond with our teammates because I feel like last season that's what they all lacked, is a bond, is a brotherhood on the team.
Why do you think that is so important to have that?
Just knowing that guy next to you knows it. Like, if you don't know the play, he knows it. He could tell you. It's just trust. You have to have trust on the field.
What's it been like getting to know Shador and kind of just, you know, you guys have really rallied around the DT2 thing, don't touch two and all that, just you offensive linemen. What's it been like? I already asked you about the linemen coming together, but just coming together around Shador just as a team all together, though.
Oh, yeah, he's a great dude. He's funny. He's just easy to bond with.
Yeah.
You know, everybody say, oh, he's cocky, this, that. Nah, he just works hard. And his work ethic motivates us to help him, protect him, you know?
When you talk about, like, that work ethic, does that mean, not to go and bring back old stuff. But does it make it funnier that people are like calling into question his want to and stuff like that when they weren't at that first team meeting?
Yeah, it's crazy because people over the phone doesn't know the hours.
Yeah.
After football, after the camera's off, like what goes on. Like he's out there putting work day in, day night. I was just snapping with him. It was just me and him. He was on the phone with his trainer, putting work in.
That's crazy.
He's a grinder, man.
How would you compare him to just, obviously you haven't been with him on the field in a game yet, but just some of the other quarterbacks you've been around, like how is he different?
Leadership standing out. His work ethic, you know, on Saturdays, Sundays, he probably called me, yo, you want to get some snaps up? I'm like, yeah, not doing anything, I'll come.
Yeah.
His work ethic is just up there.
We saw last week, and you guys did it today, just working with the Marines. First off, how you feeling? Are you just completely dead right now?
I wouldn't say my upper body is good, but my lower body, it's not so much. But the Marines, it was just a lot of yelling, a lot of, you have to keep your composure around that. Because if they feel that you're tapping out, they're going to push you even harder.
Are those some of the hardest workouts you've ever done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't lie. Sorry, Coach Mathis, but they got you on this one. Coach Mathis, my high school coach, summer camp, he used to push us, but the Marines got this one.
Was that like, I don't know, was it easier the second time now that you kind of had a better idea of what to expect?
Oh, No. No, it was still challenging. We had log carries. We had like,
you guys were like probably jumping on some bag thing?
Yeah, we had 645 weights on a bed that you carry a person off. We had to carry it
to people. Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Around the track, bear crawls. Bear crawls got me. That was...
Bro, bear crawls were literally my least favorite thing about playing football.
Same. Couldn't stand them.
Mm-mm. I remember, hopefully I don't get in trouble for saying this. This was eighth grade football, and my coach got word that the players on the team were calling the water girls H2O hose.
Oh, wow.
And he was just like, this is like a former NFL player, like psycho, just like lost his mind, probably rightfully so. We had to do so many bear crawls, dude. I remember like, you know, when you like have like, you can like taste the acid in the back of your throat from working out too hard. Like I had that for like 3 days afterwards. Mm-hmm. I've never been more dead in my life. I almost just left right there. Just like walked off the field. Like, I just don't think I can do this.
That's one thing about Coach too. He doesn't tolerate no disrespect and women at all.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. We had a team meeting. He was like, it was a slideshow. He was like, disrespect women, you're gone. Like, he doesn't tolerate that at all.
I mean, the guy, I mean, you hear him talk about his mom, how much he loves his mom. I mean, his sister's working there. But it's he's really kind of feels like built a family environment there in the Champions Center. Yeah. Did you get that feel right away, like when you visited?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Everybody was like family up there. It's like I came up there. I didn't know those people. But a couple days in, it's like family. It's like, I used to live with them.
Yeah.
This is so crazy how they all just bond.
Love that, man. All right. Take our first break here. Shout out to our friends over at Circle K, your one-stop shop on the road, really wherever you are. Gas, snacks, drinks, all that good stuff. Do you have a favorite road trip snap, Yukari? Or snack, sorry?
Probably gummy worms. Gummy worms Sour Patch Kids.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Gummy worms are fire.
We can hook you up with some. all you have to do is enter your email and phone number to sign up for their Inner Circle program. Your first 5 fill-ups of gas are 25 cents off a gallon. Your first 5 Polar Pops are free. And every 6 free on a variety of items. You can scan the QR code right there on the screen or go to circlek.com/inner-circle. For more information, sign up today.
Also, shout out to our friends over at Game Time. Schedule's out. Which means you got to get your tickets, and they are going to sell out. When they sell out, your only way to get into the game will be with Game Time. If you use the code BUFFS with Game Time, you can get $20 off of your first purchase from Game Time. Like I said, you might as well download the app now. Use that code DNVR because you are going to need it when the season comes around if you're trying to get tickets to a game last minute. They're the best place to get tickets last minute because the tickets just drop and drop as you get closer to the game. That's why they call it Game Time.
Shout out to Game Time. The schedule did come out yesterday. Did you have any impressions on that? Any games that you're most excited for, teams you're waiting to play, or even players, I guess?
Like Coach Prom said, we want Colorado State first.
Yes, sir.
And we're winning that Big 12, and we're going to get in the playoff bracket.
I'd love to hear it,
man. Tell me that now.
Let's go. At what point do you start, like, thinking about week one?
Fall camp. Fall camp, probably 2 weeks. 2 weeks in, you know, guys going to get each other, and just we can't wait to play another team.
Yeah, for sure.
We go back to, was it Lubbock, I think, in Texas? The only stop back in Texas. You're from Texas.
Yeah.
Are there, I mean, Texas, these players go everywhere, but are there a lot of guys that you know that are playing in the Big 12 now, or are they kind of just scattered throughout?
I know some of my friends are Texas A&M, SEC.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was just in Texas, Byron Murphy.
Yeah.
That's it. I have a couple UConn teammates.
Yeah.
Transferred to Big 12, like Cincinnati, that we will see in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
You'll have some chances for revenge this year.
Yeah.
Or I guess to prove yourself.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this Madden matchup.
Okay.
What did you think when we matched up? What were you expecting?
Not gonna lie, when I played you the first game,
I think it was 24-0.
Yeah, 24-0. I wasn't focused. I was coming out there thinking like, oh, this is gonna be a walk in the park. I underestimated my opponent. Next game, we lagged.
You were up 28-14, I think.
Yeah, the next game we had lagged.
You came different though that time.
Yeah.
You were more prepared.
But today, after the interview, after everything, we gotta get another match in.
Yep, we gotta break the tie here. Break the tie. That was funny. First of all, lesson. I was North Dakota State.
Mm-hmm.
First game, you gotta take the opponent too lightly, right?
Oh yeah, no. Those guys got a good ball club up there. They have a great ball club. And they're gonna come to play too.
All right, you went Lamar. I think you went Lamar first game, right?
Yep.
Who did you go with the second time?
Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Who's your, like, what's your squad normally?
Both of those teams.
Okay.
Pistol formation. Some of those guys in the comments know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are the Ravens your team in real life?
Nah, I like the Eagles.
Okay.
I had a buddy, Jalen Rager.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He got drafted to them. And as I continue to watch them, I just fell in love with the Jason Kelce, AJ, all those dudes. And he got traded to the Patriots now.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just big Jason Kelce fan, but he retired on me.
Yeah.
So. I don't think he has officially yet.
You don't think so?
He's still.
He's pretty much gone.
Because I think it was Schefter who came out and said he was retiring. And then he's like, I didn't say that yet. That's what he said on the podcast. So I think he's going to retire.
He's
but he wants to do it on his own
exactly,
terms.
Exactly, yes.
What is it you love so much about him and his game?
I can just relate my game towards him. He's 6'2", probably 290. Right now I'm probably 6'2", 280. You know, his speed, my speed, it's just his ability to move.
Mm-hmm.
I can relate my game towards him.
Yeah. So you
his
like
pulling action, all that.
So you like doing it, like pulling out of center and stuff like that?
Yeah, you should have seen the clip of BC.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. It was a safety.
Laid him out?
Oh, took him to the sideline.
I think that was actually the first clip I saw of you after you committed.
The BC game?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's also known for snapping the ball incredibly hard.
Yeah.
Is that something that you try to emulate?
When I was snapping with two couple days ago, he wasn't saying anything, but I think my snap's pretty firm.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, you can imagine, like, obviously you don't want it to be too fast where, you know, you're losing accuracy, but as a quarterback, the faster you can get the ball, like, the more time you have to process. It makes sense to me why a lot of quarterbacks who have played with him ended up loving it, even though it took a little bit of time to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a preference, like snapping out a shotgun or under center?
I go shotgun. It really doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But I prefer a shotgun.
Just to kind of have that distance, I guess, give the quarterback some time and room?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got to ask you about Madden, too. Is this guy cheesing at all? I want to hear it.
He was running some type of play action play where his tight end was open all the time.
Ooh.
And I'm running all coverage and something like, what is going on?
What play was that?
It was a play action tight end just coming across.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
You abuse that one?
That's the deep over. It's the hardest route to cover in football.
That's the kind of stuff that made me not play Madden anymore, honestly.
Nah, Madden.
I just think you're not built for it.
Oh, Madden did some horrible things to my controller.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was telling Nikari before the show, we've talked about it a little bit on this show, but we have a 32 team franchise Madden league, all fantasy draft. So you get to build your own team and everything. It's super fun, man. And I have my first round playoff matchup tonight. I'm the 2 seed. So I got to take care of business.
Who's your quarterback?
Justin Fields. Okay. Justin Fields, QB, and then I have Jameson Williams at wide receiver, and like he's up to like a 99 overall, 99 Insane. Speed. He's a freak.
Okay. This guy, all he does is play Madden.
Yeah.
What other video games do you play? Or is it just Madden for you too?
No, I play Madden, COD, just really those two.
Yeah.
And, GTA sometimes.
You guys run Warzone as a squad or what?
Yeah, most definitely. Resurgence, all that. Yeah, shout out to those guys there and there.
Just the guys in the chat. You play with any guys on the team at all?
Justin.
Yeah.
Khalil. And Shador just called me, like, on the way here. He told me to get on the game. So.
Is he ever play Madden?
Nah, he's more of a Fortnite, GTA type of guy. I don't see how a quarterback can't play Madden.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I want to sit down and play with him and see his process and, like, how he's using his understanding of coverages and knowledge, like, to be good at the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, it's like Kurt. He wasn't a very good quarterback. Yep. Sure, was a much better quarterback than him, but he dices people on Madden just because he understands leverage, like, all these coverages and stuff, like...
Yep.
Just all the weak spots on the field. So I'd imagine Shador could probably do the same.
Sometimes that can get you in trouble, though, if you, like, for example, if you have man coverage everywhere, you see that they're coming with it, and you have a post from the outside, like, in real life, you're hitting that. It's mm-hmm. open. Yep. In Madden, like, half the time, it's getting undercut for a pick. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. Would you like to run man or... What coverage?
If I have the personnel for it, I would much prefer to run man.
Yeah, I'm man. I'll heat you up in a second, though.
Yeah.
I'm not scared to blitz you.
Yep. But I feel like they've been, like, turning down the effectiveness of man progressively throughout this game.
Yeah.
Like, my last game that I played, I ended up having to just go to zone. And, like, I have, like, all, like, 95 speed plus corners, and they were getting cooked. So I was like, all right, I gotta mix this up. I feel like they're nerfing it.
Yeah.
You played baseball at a pretty high level in high school too, right?
Yep.
What'd you play?
First base and some third.
Was that just a sport that you played from when you were younger, or did you kind of just fall into baseball later? How'd that come to be?
I played when I was younger. I got out of it when I was probably like 5. My dad told me they're going to be throwing the ball at you. I was like, nah, I don't want to play. I'm scared of getting hit.
Yeah.
Tried to get back in it. Got back in it. Played in high school and had to make a choice.
Yeah.
I had to make that choice. Pick football. I had that talk with my pops, and he was like, you got to make that choice because football is where I'm going to make my money at.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a power hitter?
Yeah. Third, fourth hole.
Damn.
That's sick. Isn't it crazy, though, to imagine that Coach Prime did it at both in the pros?
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, especially in today's day and age with, like, you know, you do have to eventually make a choice what sport you want to go with. And I feel like sports have become even more specialized for kids mm-hmm. when they're younger. You know, you get put into, like, travel football team and you're going all over, especially basketball too, like yeah. playing AAU all summer. But to be able to go and play in a Super Bowl, win Super Bowl, play in a World Series at that level is just unreal.
Yeah.
Do you ever ask him about those days when he was kind of playing both sports at the same time?
No, I haven't yet. I usually ask Coach Prime about fishing. Cause yeah? Me and him, we're big fishermen. And when we go back to Texas, we're going to try to find some spots.
Have you found any out here in Colorado yet?
Nah, I've been too cold. Yeah. He said he seen someone ice fishing the other day.
Yeah.
I'm going to let them have that.
I always see, like, sometimes ice fishing comes up on my TikTok, and I'm just like, I just don't understand. Like, to me, other than just, like, drinking with your friends, mm-hmm. it just doesn't look like there's anything to it.
Nah,
and being cold.
Yeah, literally just sitting in a tent with a hole in the ice, I guess.
Yeah. Do you like you like regular kind of like rod and reel?
Yeah, bass, crappie, some fly fishing too.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Fly fishing is huge up here.
Yeah. I just want to get in the cold water without any waders.
I'm sure Travis has a couple spots there.
Yeah, that's the dude I go to really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he says it's too cold right now.
I would listen to him. That guy is, I mean, he's good at everything he does, but man, watching his fishing videos, mm-hmm. all he does is just pull in the biggest fish I've ever seen.
Yeah. He doesn't get tired either. I don't know what's up with him.
Oh, yeah. Is he just like cruising through these workouts while everyone else is dying?
Yeah, especially we had probably 2100s. He was just jogging them.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking at other people, just. I'm just like, yeah, this dude.
What's crazy is then they'll go put a camera in his face afterwards. They'll start talking. I'm like, how is he not out of breath?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just, all the training he does, he's just different. He's just different. That's not much you can say about him. He's different. I mean, you guys see it on the field, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Including Travis, like, what are some other guys that aren't offensive linemen that you've connected with since you've been here?
Another dude named Kyrie.
Kyrie Manns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my guy. Who else? Really, all of them. We just, it's like a brotherhood in the locker room. We all connect.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got Yukari Walker here on the show. Real quick shout out, though, to our friends over at Red Hawk Roofing. If you need a new roof over your home or business, make sure you hit them up. They are massive fans. There's the hawk sound.
There it is. I heard it.
I know. They're huge fans of DMVR. We are huge fans of them. Hit them up if you need help. They got a quick response time, and they're Colorado's best estimators and contractors. You can hit them up for a free no obligation roof and property inspection, as well as get a free in-depth photo report for all inspections. Winter is here, so don't wait. Hit them up at redhawkroofing.com. Tell them DMVR sent you.
Make sure you get your questions in for Yukari. We'll get to yours in the final segment. Also a shout out to our friends over at Fubo TV. Big matchup tonight, Nuggets Thunder, although apparently Jokic isn't playing, which is a huge bummer, but it is, I think, for first place in the West right now. You gotta have Fubo if you want to watch that around here. They have solved the problem of some of the big box cable companies not carrying the Nuggets and Avalanche, so make sure you hit up our friends over at Fubo TV. Go to FuboTV.com/DNVR for a great discount on your first month.
All right, back here with Yukari Walker. I'm curious about your major. What are you trying to do, you know, at Colorado when you go to school?
Graduate, become a coach, or make it to the NFL. But with my work ethic and the people around me, I know I can go to the NFL.
I love that. What is it about coaching that intrigues you?
My dad, he was my coach in high school. All throughout high school, even Pee Wee football, he just been there. So just leading me in the right direction.
Would you want to go do high school first, or would you want to like go GA route, stay in the college ranks?
I think I'll go high school back at DeSoto because them dudes rolling.
Yeah,
two back to back state champions.
Damn.
Yeah, I might want to do that first.
They had the dude who went viral for being like so much bigger than that guy who was blocking.
Byron Washington. I think it was Washington.
That sounds right.
Yeah, Big Byron. Yeah, that's my dude.
That's awesome.
Did you want to be, or do you want to be an offensive line coach? Is that the position you want to coach, or just be a head coach?
I'd be O-line, OC.
Speaking of, how do you like Coach Phil?
Oh, my. He's amazing. He's cool. He knows it. coming from the NFL, he's it. He's legit.
That's awesome.
Have you been able to, you know, kind of pick Pat Shurmur's brain at all? You're offensive coordinator, kind of just see what you guys are running and try and, you know, I guess pick up some things about the offense. I know you said you haven't gotten the playbook yet, but.
Yeah, we talked a lot about some plays, cadences, but me and him definitely connect. We connect a lot.
Yeah.
Like, we're really close.
Feels like a lot of the players, you know, it's weird because we're in Colorado. Pat Shurmur coached the Broncos for a while, and so there's a weird kind of rift there. But everything we hear about coming out of the Champion Center, people love Pat Shurmur and just how he approaches the game and how he coaches you guys up.
Yeah, he's that coach. He's that coach that'll get you going, motivate you, everything. When you're feeling down, you can step in his office, talk to him about anything outside of football. He's a great, great dude.
Love to hear that.
Obviously, you guys haven't been able to get into the playbook, you know, quite yet and start executing that stuff on the field. But what are kind of your goals from a weight training, off-season training program standpoint?
You know, bigger, faster, stronger. Just working on my endurance. Working on my endurance, feet work, all that, eating the right meals. You know, just getting in football shape.
You said bigger. Is there a weight gain goal that you're trying to hit?
Yeah, probably 10 more pounds or 5, really.
All right.
Coach Mo's the guy for that, man.
Oh, yeah. Coach Mo. All of those. Coach Mo, RT, and Coach Houston. Those guys, they're legit.
We were talking before the show about the altitude out here and just how you kind of feel like it's an advantage, especially – being in this conference where you go to Orlando, you go to Texas, a lot of these places at a lot lower elevation. What was it like just getting adjusted to that your first few weeks out here?
It was hard because I didn't know how to. But now I just keep chapstick on me, go outside, run a couple laps around. Even when I first moved into my apartment, I had a treadmill. I was on there.
Yeah.
Tired as shit. But I was getting used to it.
Yeah, a lot of people say, like, when you first get here, it feels like you're, like, trying to breathe through a straw or something.
Oh, yeah. That's how it was in the indoor when we was on sleds that day. It was, like, it was hard to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you feel like you're pretty much adjusted now?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Mm-hmm. I feel like different guys have kind of said different things. We've talked to some guys who said, like, it took me, like, half the summer to get ready.
I still get tired. Believe I still get tired. I still get tired on that.
You guys have Coach Carl Solomon or Coach Chef Carl Solomon there. I think it's the second time I've called him a coach this week.
Everyone calls Neely Coach Neely.
That's true. But what's it just been like eating from the Champion Center and just, I mean, you guys are eating like crab and steaks, like porterhouses and all that. What's that been like for you?
That's been amazing. Like, my uncle called me every day, asked me what I eat. It just blows his mind.
Yeah.
And He has a great meal plan for me up there, but the food is amazing up there.
How does it compare to the food at UConn?
It doesn't. Okay. It doesn't. I'd be 100 with you. It doesn't.
Have you been able to explore Boulder very much, or are you just kind of hanging out at home and at the Champion Center?
No, I haven't really been around campus that much. It's just been football, class, back.
Yeah.
All in rotation.
You checked out any restaurants, or are you just...
What was the restaurant? Pasta J's.
Okay, yeah. Of course. Classic.
And the steakhouses.
Oh, yeah.
That was it. I forgot.
If you're hanging out with Shador, you're probably going to the steakhouse.
Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome. I remember that last year there was a time where someone, it's like at the end of a press conference and they're like talking to Shador. They're like, hey, I got a great burger place I want to recommend you. And Shador's like, I don't really eat burgers. I just eat steaks.
Yeah. He knows the spots.
Shador's become a real Colorado kid, it seems. He's, you know, obviously was willing to buy in, but, I mean, he's out there on the slopes and stuff. He was doing that last year. But I guess how different is Colorado compared to the other universities you've kind of checked out or been recruited to? Obviously UConn, too.
Boulder is like, it's not in the middle of nowhere. It's actually something to do around the place. You have Denver. You have a couple malls outside of campus. food places are everywhere. So yeah. That's one thing I don't have to worry about. But UConn, it was just like everything was far, like 40 minutes away, 30 minutes. And I was just like, it's like, nah, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I need to do something else.
What do you think so far of just like your kind of feelings about just the cultural differences, especially maybe even from, DeSoto and Boulder?
I feel like it's home. I feel like coming from DeSoto, coming to Colorado is exactly the same work ethic, just the environment. It's just like DeSoto. It's better.
That's awesome. Has it been like a welcoming vibe, do you think, from just all the people around, whether that's on the team, coaches, around the facility, on campus, whatever it is?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a welcoming. And it's like you go out. So you go at the Target. You're wearing the Colorado football. You're an athlete? And it's like the dude in my apartment, we was just talking. He didn't know I played football. I had some prime shades on. He was like, yo, they're my nice. I just gave it to him, man. This is like people really know. They love the sports out here.
Yeah,
they're sports fans for real.
That Target in Boulder is crazy.
Yeah,
it's like there's always a million people in that place.
That's how I feel about the Boulder Chipotle too. Anytime you walk in, just
a line.
Good luck. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right. Do we want to get to questions here now?
Absolutely. It looks like we got quite a few.
All right. Let's see what the people got for you, Yukari. Who's up first?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live. Only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Super Chats.
What's up, DJ Flame? He's coming in with the Super Chat. Says, welcome to the Buff, Shikari.
Let's go.
Oh, I think that's what it says.
Let's go.
Let's go. Appreciate you, man. He's got another one.
Can you make the comments a little bigger or the screen? Yeah. Wait, other way around.
Or that works. Either way.
that's fine.
Another super chat from DJ Flame. Jake and RK, I think y'all are underestimating the fan base for DMVR and the Buffs here in Kansas City. Please, please have a tailgate for the KU game.
I got multiple DMs yesterday being like, stop hating on Kansas City.
isn't that game going to be at the Chiefs Stadium?
Yeah, it's at Arrowhead. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's going to be lit.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Yep.
That's a big stadium, man.
I feel like I showed love to the city of Kansas City. I just hate the Chiefs.
You showed more love than I would have.
Yeah.
Who's your team?
Broncos.
Broncos.
Yeah.
what does that mean?
I mean, it's unspoken. We've been trash for 7-8 years.
Yeah. So.
What happened with Russ? What's up with that?
Man.
I was like the biggest. I was so happy when we got Russ.
We all were.
Yep. And I mean, my personal opinion is that they hired Hackett last year. They thought that was going to be like a good match. And it was just such a bad match that it just threw off the entire Russ era in Denver. And Broncos fans are ruthless, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
They had John Elway and Peyton Manning here, so they expect every quarterback to play at a Hall of Fame level at all times, and sometimes it's unrealistic, but I feel like Russ got off to such a bad start here that it just, like, the relationship never got going.
Yeah, I mean, a lot around him, I think he's just an older player, too. Like, he's just not able to do what he was able to do when he was a third-round rookie at Seattle, just running around, kind of being able to make plays all over the field. He's just not that player anymore. Yeah.
My fiance is an Eagles fan, though, so I watch every Eagles game with her. I pull for them.
Mm-hmm. Who else do we got? Eric, what's up? He says, Yukari, what is the difference between
Storrs, Connecticut.
Storrs, Connecticut.
And Boulder, Colorado.
Talked about it a little, but.
It's a huge difference. You know, just being out, there's a lot of things to do, a lot of fun things. While in UConn, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's just a college campus. There's nothing out there, nothing for me.
Had to be cool with the basketball team run last year.
That was cool. That experience was crazy because when they won, they actually trashed campus. They broke into campus. It was crazy.
That is crazy.
You were out in UConn. I know you said it was a college town, but do you like feel the difference between like East Coast vibe, West Coast vibe type of thing out here?
Oh yeah, I definitely do.
What would you say the difference is?
Just the environment, being around these guys, these people, is just different. Like
a little more laid back.
Yeah. And the fan base is just crazy for Coach Brown.
It's got to be interesting because obviously UConn more known for basketball. Mm. Out there, like the basketball players, like the, you know, the quote unquote like big men on campus.
Yeah,
has that been different? Because CU is absolutely a football school.
It's exactly like how you said it. It's still basketball over there.
Yeah.
Jay with the question, Yukari, what is it like playing at a school?
Same
thing. Is what we just said. Appreciate you though, Jay. What's up, Chico? He says major competition on the O line, especially at left tackle. Center and right tackle, great to have. How does Yukari see the competition helping the team this year?
We're just going to come together. We're going to come together and work. I can't really answer your question fully, but just know we have something in plan. We have a great plan.
It feels like, you know, if there's always someone fighting for the same spot as you, you can never take a breath, you know, you can never take a day off or even a snap off, like, because you know whoever's behind you on with the twos or whoever it may be is
and that's
waiting for you to slip.
That's what I like about this. I like how the other person behind me wants the spot. I like the competition. Like, I just don't want to be here you go. I want to take it.
Love it.
Is it kind of weird, though, balancing that competition? Obviously, there's going to be a lot of competition on the offensive line this year, but also, you know, just getting to know your teammates and hanging out with them, getting closer to them, knowing them more as people rather than football players.
Mm-hmm. It's not that hard. It's just we're just two dudes working for a spot.
Yeah, business is business.
Helping each other. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one thing Tyler was saying when he was here is like, you know, he's like working with you. He's working with Hank. Like,
yep. Hank, shout out to Hank.
all of you guys are giving each other tips, trying to. Because in the end, like, you obviously want the spot, but you're not going to like gatekeep tips and tricks to try and like have an advantage over your teammates.
Yeah, we was just snapping. Me, TB, and Hank was just snapping today. We was actually talking about TB snaps. What he needs to work on. He's telling me what I need to work on. And Hank was just there soaking up all the information.
Love it.
Who's next? Eric again. He's asking, Yukari, what's the biggest fish you've caught and how heavy?
I don't really measure my fish. I just catch and release, but it's probably a bass.
Yeah.
It's definitely a bass or a catfish.
Sandy doesn't want to get in a fish measuring contest.
Yeah, I don't have the tools to measure. I just catch and release.
Cortland with the question, could you start at any other position on the offensive line if needed?
Yes, I'm very versatile in my game. I definitely could.
You started at center last year, but you've kind of played all over the offensive line in your career, right?
Yep.
All five positions, or is it just like interior?
Center, guard, and fullback.
Fullback?
Yeah.
Did you score any touchdowns?
Nah, I was more of a Trent Williams motioning across the field.
Okay. Laying someone out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cal juice check.
I love that.
That's sick.
We're going to have to put you in the Rick Ross package then this year.
Yeah, last year they had two defensive linemen in offensive package.
Fangs asks, is Yukari a vocal player during games or more of a...
Let my play do the talking.
No, I don't do any talking, trash talking. No, I leave that to my guards. I don't do no talking. I just make the call and just go with it. Because if I get the talking, that's how you know I'm pissed. But
yeah,
I really don't say nothing during the games unless it's something crazy.
Who's the best trash talker on the line?
Probably Khalil Benson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can see that for sure.
It's definitely him. It's not a problem. It's definitely him.
That's awesome.
What's up, Big Teezy? How do you feel the accountability is going along with the players on this team?
It's good. Everybody holding each other accountable. Everybody wants to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's vocal. Some people lead by example. This is great. This is great accountability over there.
Yeah.
There's kind of a old saying or phrase, like teams that police each other, the teammates, are always the best. Do you feel like that kind of is starting to permeate through where, like, you guys don't need the coaches to tell you, hey, you know, why are you slacking on this? Like, players are on each other.
Yeah, no, we just got a text message about meetings, you know, always on time. We just holding each other accountable.
I mean, obviously, like, Shador's the leader of the team because he's the quarterback. But last year we had Shane Cokes, and he was kind of a guy who was picked out as a leader by Coach Prime. Mm-hmm. And I've just noticed myself just watching, you know, the videos that he's really stepped up and is, I guess, even more vocal this year. What's it just been like learning from him just in your time at Boulder?
Just being around him, he just taught me a lot of things, do's and don'ts. A couple days ago, I got in trouble for my tights. It wasn't in my socks. Because in NFL, I guess you can't have any skin showing on legs. And that's how Coach Prime wants it. He just told me to cover my tights up.
Love it, man.
What's it been like getting to know Jordan Seaton?
See, he's a character. He's a character. But he works. He works. He was out there when I was getting snaps. He was out there jump roping, working. He works.
Feels like he's mature for his age.
Yeah. Yeah, Jordan, yeah.
We see it. We watch the videos. We see it. Who's next? PJ, Yukari, what would be your ideal NIL partnership?
Is that like with a company?
Yeah.
New Balances.
Yeah?
Yeah. New Balances. Right, nice.
Got the New Balances on now.
New Balance.
That's your vibe.
Yep.
I like it.
Eric, again, what is what's your game day prep? Meditation, listening to music, etc.?
Music, what's crazy is like I can eat anything before a game and just go out and play. Like one day I ate a Skittles, Takis.
Oh my god.
Just went out and played a whole game. It was nothing.
That is wild. Is everyone telling you that's a bad idea?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Marshawn Lynch did it though. At least with the Skittles.
He also was drinking Henny at halftime.
Yeah, that's wild. Don't do that.
That's what I'm doing in Madden tonight.
Somebody said, who is the real Madden King?
There it is. Mason with the super chat. Who's the real Madden King, Walk?
It's actually me. Me, Jordan, then Mason. I know them.
All right. What about anyone else on the team that you guys have played with?
I'm trying to play Jordan. He keeps avoiding me because I know my shit.
He doesn't want the smoke, huh?
Yeah, he keeps avoiding me.
I think Bucky plays too.
No, I don't think he does. I don't know. I haven't asked him about it.
He used to have, like, I remember I followed him on Twitter for years at this point. Like, 10 years ago, he just, like, post Madden codes all the time and stuff.
Dang.
Yeah.
What a generous guy.
I know.
I think I remember him and someone else on one of the videos last year, like, arguing about who was winning or who was better in Madden. So maybe he needs to get in the rotation.
Get back on it. One more from the Bros Inc. How do you like the campus environment in Boulder?
This is amazing. I'm seeing the mountains every day. Just being in the Champion Center is just nice. Not going to get tired of being in there.
Yeah.
That's like my second home.
Are your classes on campus or are you taking off campus?
I'm on online.
Okay.
Yeah.
It feels like a lot of the guys do that.
Yeah. Half of the team, except for the freshmen, are in class, but mostly online.
Because everyone always asks questions like that, like especially Shador and Travis are like, what's it like when you walk around on campus? And they're like, I don't know. We don't.
Nah, you don't see them dudes after workouts.
Yeah.
You guys just hang out in the Champion Center then mostly?
Yeah, just chill.
What is 50-50?
50-50. I can't disclose that. I can't disclose 50-50, but if you add 50-50 together, that's what type of person you are. That's what we keep it.
All right. Makes sense. Any uniform combo you're looking forward to this season?
Oh, my God. All black and all white.
Yeah?
With the gold face mask.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
I feel like offensive linemen usually go the all black route.
Yeah, I love black.
Me too. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. The gold helmet, black jersey, black pants to me is the best.
Yeah, and we got some new cleats coming in too. We're about to be great.
Hell yeah.
Have you seen anything on the new uniforms or anything yet?
No, I haven't got a look at them. I haven't got any type of look.
No.
They're coming though.
I assume Shador has.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
Has he said anything about them?
Nah, no. I haven't asked.
Anything else, Alyssa?
All right.
All right, Yukari. Thanks for coming down, man. It was a lot of fun.
No problem. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the fans are happy to get to know you a little bit more. We're going to have some more content with Yukari coming very soon. Do you have a YouTube or a Twitter? Where do you want these people to all follow you at?
You can go on my Instagram, K51Walker. That's where I mainly be on, is Instagram. That's it. If you want to reach me on Madden, go to my Twitter, Yukari_W.
Bro, you called me on Twitter. I didn't even know that was a thing that you could do.
Yeah. I tried to get a game set up.
He was ready to go.
He's about it, man. Well, I can't wait to hear about the rematch between you guys. Hopefully he doesn't cheese you with the tight end over route too much.
That's crazy. It's going to be a great matchup tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Yukari. Again, you'll hear from him very soon. Sko Buffs.
Sko Buffs.
Let's do it.
We all silly like the mayor.